This is Dr. Richard LaManna. I'm calling from Burnt Hills, New York. My comment is regarding New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's recent statements regarding climate change. Notice he did not refer to it conveniently as global warming, since anyone with half a brain wouldn't associate 8 feet of snow with global warming. He and the rest of the climate change proponent geniuses are not current with the nomenclature. For the record, it is now called climate disruption. Oh, or is it carbon pollution? Or is it Climageddon? Or is it Obama climate care? But I personally prefer weather blitzkrieg, the top choice at skeptical science. My favorite term is weather skepticism, since the Earth's temperature hasn't increased in 17 years. Yes, true, sorry, check the facts. Eric Schneiderman is a lawyer, not a scientist. And let me remind him that science is not consensus. In fact, the nature of science is controversy, skepticism, and the search for truth. No science is irrefutable. Only religious zealots claim the irrefutability of their postulates, not scientists. The arrogance of those like Schneiderman, who have the hubris to claim it's time for climate change denial to become unacceptable in American public discourse, unquote, is astonishing. That a lawyer, and no less an AG, doesn't understand or rejects the First Amendment to the Constitution is troublesome, ignorant, and further dangerous to our representative republic. Thank you.
This is Kathy Kessler from Great Barrington. I was concerned by your report this morning predicting that household electricity rates in Massachusetts will increase by as much as $26 a month this winter. The report tied this rate increase to natural gas shortages, quoting Governor-elect Charlie Baker, who blamed our current administration for not increasing capacity. The electricity rate problem in Massachusetts comes from our over-reliance on natural gas. Increasing natural gas capacity would only make us more dependent on natural gas and more vulnerable to price volatility. The solution is to enact a proactive energy policy that diversifies energy sources and places high emphasis on renewables and energy efficiency.
Barbara from Pine Bush. I'm calling in regarding a segment on Wednesday's Midday Magazine. There was an interview with a financial expert who helped save New York City from bankruptcy, and he's taking his expertise to the city of Detroit, which has declared bankruptcy. During that interview, he was asked some questions, including, you know, how did this bankruptcy in Detroit come to be? I'd like to add something that he did not say during the interview, which is that apparently there's a number of corporations and very wealthy people in the city of Detroit who owe back taxes and have basically been given free pass. That includes Mike Ilitch, the owner of the Detroit Tigers and the Detroit Red Wings, and his wife owns Motor City Casino. They owe back taxes. That's not being collected. The state passed a referendum to build him a brand new hockey stadium, and that adds cost to the taxpayers of Detroit. Once again, the 1% are getting breaks at the expense of the 99%, and I think that needed to be said.
My name is Eleanor Velez. I'm calling from the Berkshires, and this call is in regards to the announcement of President Obama regarding immigration reform and the reactions of some people. While there's been a lot of talk about anarchy and protest and even violence, I think it's very important that there's also the opportunity for happiness, family reunification, and becoming a country that lives by its values and doesn't forget its immigrants' roots. Please keep the two sides of the story alive. A lot of people are very happy that this is going to happen in spite of the naysayers. Thank you very much.
My name is Joanna Lillian Brown from South Hadley, Massachusetts. I'm calling to thank Paul Elisha for his powerful commentary on Veterans Day, and to thank you for all of the commentaries you give to WAMC. I always find your views to be insightful. Your ability to speak from your experience as a veteran informs all that you say. Thank you, Paul Elisha. You're a national treasure.